At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're gonna have to get over it.
Says who?
Because the episode started. We're gonna have to do this.
Eric. Not over it.
We can get through this together.
Says Eric, because all you have to do is put it into milk, and then it can be reattached.
If you, all right, creeps. If you listen to our Lake Lanier episode, we teased what we were doing for our Halloween special this year. Boy, oh boy, have we gone all the fuck out.
We have spent money on this.
We got our hands on a contract from this location that we will be going over later. But before that, happy Halloween, creeps, boils, and ghouls.
It's the best time of the year.
It is. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's our day.
Yes.
That we shine. We are surrounded by zombies and plague doctors and witches and phantoms.
And all of the spookiest of kitties.
Yes.
All the babies.
I just want to thank everyone. I am getting a little sentimental.
Aww.
I want to thank all of you creeps out there that have really just made this the most fun show to do. All the love and comments we get and reviews. And by the way, we got a new review, guys. Like literally
Christmas.
I am so stoked on this. So I'm going to read this review. It's been a while since we got one.
I know.
Kyle Beach says, really enjoyed the episode and all the others. Been binging y'all's stuff for a couple weeks and finally caught up. The back and forth play between you all makes your content really entertaining. Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You rock.
That was so nice.
That made my day. Yes. That just warmed the cockles of my black dead heart. And if you have a review that you would like us to read, please leave us a review on Spotify, Apple Podcast, whatever.
Whatever you're able.
I mean, it gets you prime real estate in the mausoleum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You can enter our crypt anytime. So if you haven't realized what we're covering, if you've been living under a rock, we are going to be covering McCamey Manor today.
It's a personal favorite of Sam's.
It's not.
We teased this
she loves
in the opening of the Lake Lanier episode. Because we hadn't picked what we were doing.
Can I make a confession?
What?
I have never been to a haunted house.
You've never been to a haunted house?
No.
You haven't been to Dr. Screams or anything? No. Is Dr. Screams still around?
Yes. I feel like it is.
I'm taking Where you to it? A haunted fucking house.
No, I'm abusive. I'll punch somebody. That's not good.
Then that sounds like a them problem.
I will.
You know what? I'm okay with that.
Can I go? I want to go. I want to go witness it.
Eric, I don't think you should take me to. I'm too, like, hyped. I get too aggressive. I'm going to end up, like, Sam's going to be with us. Somebody's going to jump out at me, and I'm going to choke slam them.
We should go to Ripley's Haunted. And she's
going to think it's the best thing ever.
Because it will be the best thing ever.
We need to go to Ripley's Haunted Adventure. What are you doing Saturday night?
Drinking.
Okay, do you want to take a reprieve from that for like 40 minutes and go to a haunted house?
I don't want to go to a haunted house. Why are you guys taking me to a haunted house?
Because we're talking about a haunted house for Halloween.
Okay. You know, sidebar this to something else. We'll talk about it. I actually have no desire to go to them because you're going to laugh at them. I don't like being touched.
They can't touch you.
Okay, as long as somebody's touching me, I'm good.
We're not going to McCamey Manor, for fuck's sake.
I don't know.
You're going to get your grill rearranged.
After reading this waiver.
The look on Sam's face right
after
now.
After reading this after waiver.
After I said, you're going to get your grill rearranged is just fucking great. This is fucking phenomenal.
I guess I'm just like, never been to one, and then after reading 23 pages, including, like, legal jargon of it, I'm like, I don't need to go.
We couldn't even get the full 40 page.
I didn't get it.
I don't think there is 40 pages anymore.
I don't think so.
I don't think it. I think they streamlined it, but in its height, it was 40 pages.
Yeah. This is the newest one that I could get, and I had to pay for this one, and it was from 2017. And this is one that was submitted by a, like, lawyer as a legal documentation.
Damn.
From LegalZoom.
So we really brought it for this episode.
Yeah, I had to, like, get this shit. So, I mean, I couldn't find the you guys kept on talking about how it was 40 pages, and I searched a little bit, and I cannot find the long version, but I guess they must have streamlined it, because it's exactly 23 pages.
Well, today, we're talking about the history. We're doing a kind of a little bit of a two-spectrum episode. We're going to be talking about the history of haunted houses, then we're going to follow up with extreme haunts. So, mainly McCamey Manor. There's other extreme haunts out there, but none like this.
No.
I've
never heard of
it. I mean, Blackout's pretty rough too, but not on this level.
I haven't ever.
It's a pitch black room where they just fuck with you the entire time.
I haven't seen.
I think I'd rather that.
Hmm?
I'd rather that.
Oh, yeah. No. That one's actually like. But that. There's caveats to it. But without further ado, Sam. Let's get into our spooky Halloween episode.
While the idea of a haunted house is as old as time, the use of haunted houses as an attraction to scare visitors has become popular fairly recent in history. The origins of the haunted house date back to 19th century London, when a series of illusions and attractions introduced the public to new forms of gruesome entertainment.
So carnies.
The macabre.
Yeah. In 1802, Marie Tussaud scandalized British audiences with an exhibition of wax sculptures of decapitated French figures, including King Louis the 14th.
Looks right to me.
X is 10. Yeah, 14th. Mm-hmm. Marie Antoinette, Marat, and Robespierre. Tussaud's likenesses were remarkably accurate, and with good reason. She created death masks of the French Revolution's victims of the guillotine. When she set up a permanent London exhibition...
Hold on, it was Louis the 16th. Because the I is after the V.
Oh, that's but, right.
Yes.
Anyway.
Who's counting?
Clearly not me. So she uses the, she created death masks of the French Revolution's victims of the guillotine. When she set up a permanent London exhibition, she dubbed her grotesque collection the, quote, Chamber of Horrors, a name that has stuck to this day at the legendary Wax Museum, which I would like to go
to. I would also like to go to that.
Same.
At the turn of the 20th century, the closest relatives to the modern haunted houses began experimenting with the macabre themes. In Paris, I forgot, I meant to Google how to say this in word. Damn it!
Don't you, like, speak French?
Maybe?
Yeah, that's
it. I'm
going with it. I like how you said it. Say it again.
Guignol?
Sure.
Anyway, that theater became notorious for its onstage depictions of graphic dismemberment. Mm. The theater's director, Max Mari, famously boasted that he judged each performance by the number of people who passed out shocked in the audience. Fun fact.
What a true showman.
Honestly, he's like P.B. Barnum.
Yeah.
So, fun fact, the fake blood of the theater was made of soap and bugs. It consisted of equal parts glycerin, which is clear soap, and carmine? Anyway, a bright red pigment made by boiling and crushing certain beetles. Ew.
Metal.
Very metal.
That's gross. In 1915, an English fairground in Liphook debuted one of the first ghost houses, an early type of commercial horror attraction. The public appetite for horror was picking up. Many horror films have since been hailed as foundations of the genre came out in the 1910s, the 1920s. The 1930s saw a real blossoming of the genre with hits like Dracula, which debuted in 1931, starring Bela Lugosi and Frankenstein.
Classics.
Also in 1931, featuring Boris Karloff. Halloween-themed haunted houses first emerged during the Great Depression as American parents schemed up ways to distract young tricksters whose holiday pranks had escalated from property damage, vandalism, and harassment of strangers.
Dude, the shit that they were doing at this point in time, because everybody's broke, poor, and pissed off, right?
Yeah.
So these kids would, like, just go and fuck up the neighborhood because they knew that it's Halloween, so it's
mischief night.
It's mischief night, basically. And then, like, the older kids, like, college kids and shit would get in on it. I read a story that a couple of kids that were in medical school stole a decapitated corpse and propped it up on their front porch as a fucking Halloween decoration. That's just fucking, that's so wild. I'm a little jealous.
Ew.
That'd be fucking nuts.
Says, quote, they came in about the same time as Trick or Treat did. Cities looked for ways to buy these kids off, essentially. Those first haunted houses were very primitive. Groups of families would decorate their basements and hold house-to-house parties. Kids could spook themselves by traveling from basement to basement and experiencing different scary scenes. These early American haunted houses were small, non-profit affairs held in residential neighborhoods. In later decades, larger organizations began to host their own haunted houses as fundraisers or commercial attractions. The most famous and influential one was Disneyland's Haunted Mansion in 1969, which had extremely high production value for its day.
Never been. My parents didn't love me enough to take me to Disney.
I've been to Disney World.
Never got to go see the Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion's cool.
I rode the Haunted Mansion ride in Disneyland. I mean, Disney World.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
Makes me sad.
I rode the new one.
Well, the original one, like.
With Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, no, this is like the OG one.
I didn't know there was an OG one.
Yeah. The Haunted Mansion was a whole thing at Disney before Eddie Murphy.
Cool. Well, whatever it is, I rode that one.
Right on.
Since then, America's haunted attractions have become more and more elaborate. American Haunts estimates that there are over 1,200 haunted attractions that charge admission fees now. But as in the Great Depression, there are still plenty of small-scale haunts in American neighborhoods that parents put on for free using their own homes, yards, and imaginations. Why do we love being scared? Research shows that we feel uncomfortable when our personal space is violated. I get violent, but that's not... I guess that's not everyone.
That's me.
I just laugh. Dude, people that work haunted houses fucking hate me. So when I lived in Vegas, I went to this massive haunted house at Circus Circus. And I laughed in every performer's face. And you could just tell they were mad.
I don't want you in my personal space.
No. I'll punch you.
That is an immediate, like, choke slam to the ground. Like, get the fuck away from me.
I'm throwing a bow.
So when I was a kid, my dad took me to this haunted farm that they were throwing. It was right next to the mental hospital.
I've been on a haunted hayride. That was pretty freaky.
Yeah. So I grew up in North Carolina, and the town next to us, Morganton, had, like, when I was a little kid, I was there. They threw this haunted farm every year. And it was like, it was pretty fucking intense. And I was like maybe 6 or 7. And my dad took me, and there was like pig guts on the ground and shit. It was nuts, but the big finale was basically a Leatherface type would come out and chase everybody with a chainsaw.
Yep.
And dude, my dad said I almost dislocated his fucking arm because I was pulling on his arm so bad. Because that shit freaked me the fuck out as a kid. And now I'm just like, nothing's going to top that. Like walking through a fucking hayfield full of pig guts and shit.
I didn't have that experience. It was the chainsaw thing that freaked me out because it was so loud.
It was a farm, so it was just like...
Yeah.
I guess they had that on hand.
Yeah. Fucking crazy.
We had one in my hometown. It was rumored that it was like some abandoned orphanage and whatnot. I don't know if that's actually true. But it's old as fuck. It's called Scaremare. And you stand outside. For so long, they had vendors put up tents at some point.
Damn.
Yeah. And you walk through and you come through the scary forest. It's not really a forest. It's like the walkways lined with trees. And then you just get blasted by people with chainsaws. They're coming out of the fucking trees. Well, thank you.
The freakiest part about the haunted farm, and I can't remember the fucking name of it, but the freakiest part was it was next door to the mental hospital. So Broughton Mental Hospital was like right next to this fucking haunt. So you see a crazy person with a chainsaw and you're like, oh shit.
Is it real or is it fake? Yeah. It's a no from me, dog.
I'm like, Michael Myers.
No.
Yeah, that's essentially what my brain went to.
He's the scariest one of all. Well, him and Jason. I don't like either of them.
He's in a fucking William Shatner mask, dude.
I don't care. I can't see his face. It's not for me.
I don't know. I think Art the Clown's the worst.
He's a clown. He's automatically the worst.
Art's pretty fucking bad.
He's actually a mime.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that better or worse.
I would say worse.
You should definitely watch Terrifier, though. It is pretty good.
I've seen... I'm good.
He saws that woman in half, like vagina first.
Ew!
Yeah, it's fucked up. Art the Clown's fucked up. He like shits on people's walls and spells his name and stuff.
Ew.
He turned a guy into a jack-o'-lantern in one scene. It was fucking nuts.
I don't want to know what that looks like or how he did that. I'm good. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Cut his head off.
I don't want to.
But nothing like that'll happen at McCamey Manor to you, apparently.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
So, We feel uncomfortable when our space, when our personal space is violated, especially in situations where escape becomes difficult. If your senses are deprived or if you're alone, you become more alert as your body naturally responds to the possibility of a threat. According to psychology expert Dr. Christopher Dwyer, when we get scared, our body releases endorphins and dopamine, which results in a biochemical rush. When the fear subsides, we are left with a pleasure-filled sense of relief and euphoria. If people are able to endure the anxiety and suspense, they get to experience this self-satisfaction at the end. That feeling of not being able to look away, even though your brain tells you otherwise, is why horror movies, roller coasters, and extreme sports are so popular.
Yeah, because it's an adrenaline rush.
Right.
So you're chasing that fucking adrenaline high.
So there's like a hierarchy, we'll call it, of haunted houses. There are boo haunts where someone pops out of a hole in a window,
goes, boo,
around a corner, out of a closet, what have you, under a bed. These are ones that everyone can go to. So you think like a Ripley's or a Halloween Horror Nights, where they can't touch you, but like, yeah, it's a jump scare, essentially. It's all one big jump scare. Well, a bunch of little jump scares, but basically one big jump scare.
You're not getting fucked up.
Right. So the next level down, I guess, because we're going yeah, scarier and scarier. Think of it as like
Dante's Inferno.
Yeah, essentially.
So each level of hell is just...
We're devolving. So then there's this called extreme haunts, where they might be able to touch you, grab your arm. Some might separate you from your friends. Some are even able to tie you up. At the very bottom is immersive horror experiences, which are exactly what they sound like.
You're part of the show.
They are task oriented, we'll call it. Sometimes they will force you to face your deepest fears, but they will assign a safe word and continually will ask if the person still consents to what's happening and will put the participant's safety first.
So, all right, girls, what would your safe word be?
Pineapple.
Bananas.
How did I know you were going to say that?
Because I've said it on here before.
Bananas and pajamas.
Oh, my God. Really? Yeah. Bananas and pajamas?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What's yours?
Whiskey.
You have to use something that you wouldn't use in like normal language.
If I'm being tortured by a murder clown, I am not going to say whiskey.
You might.
I might say, fuck, goddamn it, no. Stop.
You're not definitely not going to say bananas and pajamas.
Definitely not. Or pineapple. Definitely not going to say that.
What if it was bananas and pajamas chasing you?
Or is it down the stairs?
There is a very... there is a small... Not small group, but like... A very small window of ages that is understands that comment.
It's fucking amazing. I hate it here.
You don't. Liar.
Seriously.
You know, the worst thing about bananas and pajamas, and I'm about to ruin it for everybody, they're dressed like the Jews during the Holocaust.
Oh, you already ruined that for me.
You have ruined that before. No. I don't care. They're adorable. And just that phrase makes me smile.
Fair enough.
Makes me think of the commercial.
Continue.
Didn't they have a board game?
Yes.
I thought so. I didn't think that was a Mandela effect. Anyway, so below...
At least it's not like something really like Blue's Clues or something like that. Or
fucking love Blue's Clues.
Bear in the Big Blue House.
I also love him.
Can it be anyway. Just as childish as those.
So you go one step underneath the immersive horror experience hierarchy and...
You're at the pit of hell.
In the pit of hell lies McCamey Manor.
Well, so it's extreme haunts.
It is. So there was a guy on the documentary.
Yeah, because you watched more of the So we tried to start the new Hulu. We said we were going to do this for our Halloween special. Then we found out Hulu just put out a big documentary on it like a couple days ago.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched up until right before they were going to start showing the footage.
Did you watch the footage that I linked?
I can't.
It was fucking rough.
I can't.
But there's extreme hots, like Blackout is one where they can touch you and fuck you up a little bit, but it's not to the level of McCamey Manor. McCamey Manor is just the darkest shit I've ever seen.
It's like a legal form of torture, essentially.
It's like Russ McCamey watched Hostel, Saw, and all those movies and just got a massive erection and just has not stopped since. It's torture porn. It's straight up torture porn watching this
video. I watched the video, and I've also watched a couple of videos on YouTube of people that actually have done, before we watched that documentary, that have done it. And they're like, they literally continue. We'll get to it.
So McCamey Manor is the creation of Russ McCamey. He's a man who claims to have a military background of 23 years, which he was in the Navy.
He was. He also moonlights as a wedding singer.
He can fuck right off.
He's a wedding singer and a musician.
He is no Robbie Hart. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that.
No. He really, 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 really likes girls. That's great. What a piece of work.
I mean, hey.
We really, 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 really get it. It's fine.
That clip was fucking amazing in that fucking documentary. We watched like 15 minutes of this documentary and we just turned it off. We're like, all right, we're good.
He's a poet. Anyway, so he started the manor over 30 years ago, which I didn't know it was that old. Mm-hmm. Ouch, I'm 32. I don't like, that made me feel a little icky. So he started in his backyard in San Diego, which I knew it had began in his backyard. I just didn't know it was 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. He said he's just a guy who, quote, loves Halloween.
Well, he said that he did haunts on the fucking Navy ships that he was on, mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. But originally when he started this, it was benign.
Yeah, I get
okay, to that. You got to that? Yeah. Okay.
So, in all that time, he says no one has completed this manor experience. Referred to by critics as a torture chamber, the McCamey Manor website claims the experience is the, quote, next evolution in interactive survival horror theater, end quote. But eventually the criticism mounted and so did the costs in San Diego. Russ sold his property in San Diego and tried to move the operation to Illinois, but was met with people praying in front of the building and shooting out the windows and slashing tires. So he moved down to Tennessee.
Yeah, they really didn't want him out there.
Nobody wants him anywhere, I can't imagine.
What's crazy though is, you know what, I'll hold that thought.
Okay, put a pin in it.
Yeah.
In 2005, the McCamey Manor had 9 rooms of gruesome horror. When asked about how much he spent on it, he claimed, quote, about $30,000. And he started on the construction about 6 months prior to opening and didn't have enough time to get everything that he wanted done. That's a long time to construct a horror house.
I mean, the cost alone.
30 grand.
That's a whole home renovation.
Yeah.
So his house is, I get it, because my house is Halloween year round.
That's not that.
But it's like every room in the house is a certain theme.
No, thank you.
It's like, welcome to the boiler room.
No. So this guy, Chris, who did film work for Russ, he said, quote, when the manor started, it was an awesome thing. It was kids working on it, jumping out and scaring you. There was a line to get it on Halloween. It was a cool thing. And that's when the news broke about the horror house that is McCamey Manor. Chris said, quote, every year he had to one-up it. and he one-upped it to a point where he got rid of the kids and made it adult only. It got to the point that Russ's phone would ring endlessly and from people who wanted to do the haunted house. And that, Chris said, was when it got violent. The experience used to offer a $20,000 prize for anyone who, quote, finished it. Now, there was a small catch. The willing participants would start the tour with the chance to earn $20,000 and lose $500 every time they fail an activity. Russ has said that he also takes away $500 if a guest says a curse word, since cursing is not allowed in the manor.
He's a Christian man.
I would fail.
I would fail.
Walk in the door. Fuck!
Well, that's the whole thing.
$500.
That's the whole thing.
I would curse my way out in like 5 seconds.
She would be at zero. It would just be like a spinning wheel. Let's go down. First 5 minutes.
I'd be in the negatives.
Yes. You would owe him money.
Yeah.
I mean, from some of the footage I saw, it's fucking god awful.
I physically cannot imagine. So the prize is no longer offered because Russ said that he thought it was causing people to go through with the experience for the wrong reason.
Yeah, because there's 20, that's life-changing money to some people. So you'd get these people that would be like, I'm going to get that fucking money.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, nobody fucking got the money.
No.
If the money even fucking existed in the first place.
That's kind of where I'm at.
This was a 10-hour fucking haunt. So you would go into this fucking house for 10 hours. They would it was a fake kidnapping to start the thing off. So Russ and his guys would come, blindfold you, fuck you up a little bit, throw you in the back of a van and drive you to an undisclosed location. And once they take the blindfold off, you're in the manor. So you've already been like blindfolded, fucking roughed up out in the parking lot of some undisclosed location.
Nope. I'm fighting somebody.
Like, I will shoot them.
Police had been called on the fake kidnapping and they'd be like, look, it's part of the thing. It's theater. We're doing a thing here. Look, here's all the paperwork. They signed up for this. And the cops would be like, oh, okay. Like, that's happened a couple times.
No. So, as far as admission goes, the experience originally only accepted a 50-pound bag of dry dog food or the four large cans of wet food for funds for an animal welfare as payment.
He did a lot of work with, like, the Greyhound Rescue Society and stuff like that because he's a big animal lover. And greyhounds are, you know, need rescued because they're used for dog running.
Yeah. They're so cute. Now, any monetary donation is recommended but not mandatory. Each experience, this part right here, I'm out. Immediately.
We'll get to it.
So
it's
each
in the waiver.
Each experience is tailored to the participants' personal fears. It says it can last up to 10 hours. No. The experience may involve abductions, assaults, and other terrors, all of which can lead to a number of injuries and even death. Every moment of the experience is said to be filmed and is allegedly heavily edited to only show the parts online that wouldn't put the operation at risk.
And we can't stress that enough, allegedly.
Allegedly. All of this is a legend. Anyone who wants to participate has to meet a long list of requirements. You have to be 21 and up or 18 to 20 with parental approval.
Yeah, that's a Tennessee law thing.
Yeah. So the next thing is you have to complete a sports physical and have a doctor's letter stating you are physically and mentally cleared. You have to pass a background check provided by McCamey Manor. You must be screened via Facebook, FaceTime, or phone. You have to have proof of medical insurance. Yeah. You have to sign a detailed waiver. We'll go 23 to 40 pages. Somewhere in there.
They've streamlined it, I'm assuming.
Yes. And pass a portable drug test on the day of the show.
Yeah, they do not allow any drug use, so you're not going to be able to take a bunch of painkillers and go in there.
Well, fuck. Once contestants pass the screenings and are selected to attend the haunt, Russ says that that's when the show starts coming together.
Only then.
Only then. He stated, quote, "It's definitely a personalized survival horror experience. We find out a lot of information about an individual with information we gather from them, their friends and family, all kinds of sources."
Yeah, there's this like extensive fucking interview process for this thing.
Yeah, because he's going to scare the shit out of you. Literally, probably.
And puke.
Ew. We find out what really makes them tick, and then we build a show around their fears and phobias.
So, do you guys want to go ahead and get into the 23-page waiver form? Kristen has printed it out, and she has highlighted some of the things that she found the most intriguing.
Yes.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
If you could get your paperwork together.
My paperwork's together.
It's even stapled.
It is stapled and highlighted.
I love that.
Besides the many pages of like not holding liable, the main parts that I found are all highlighted, and there are about 141 line items, but I have picked some of them because I felt like that they were interesting that they put these in here. Participant fully understands that M&M is obviously going to stand for McCain Manor moving forward, so everybody's M-M. On. Yeah. Is not a fight club and will refrain at all times from fighting with the actors.
I'm punching you.
Participant understands and agrees that they realize they are not being tortured and this is just a game. This is an item. Item number.
And to do this, you have to read this out loud.
Yes. Yep. Participant agrees to and has full knowledge that if selected to visit the barber, the barber is in quotes, participant may leave M&M completely bald, including eyebrows. Participant agrees and acknowledges that mousetraps are used within the tour, which may result in bruising, cutting, and breakage of fingers. Participant agrees to partake if selected to participate in a height stunt that involves walking a plank 25 feet above the ground without a safety net. Participant acknowledges and agrees that 100% the participant responsibility to use the safe phrase if they feel they are suffering from any bodily injury, from any mental impairment, or if the tour becomes too much of the participant in any way.
You have a time limit on it. You have to go a certain amount of time before you can use the safe phrase.
Yeah.
Participant agrees to and understands that they might come in contact with electrical stimulation.
Violent wand.
Fucking electroshock therapy?
This was the one. Participant agrees and understands that it is quite possible they may come in contact with raw sewage.
Like feces. Mm-hmm. Like fecal matter. Piss.
They can puke into your mouth and make you eat it. That was one of the things that...
No.
I did not highlight that one. Participant...
Roman showers.
Participant fully understands and agrees that they may come in contact with carbon monoxide poisoning with regard to use of artificial fog.
That can kill you!
Hold on. So, the Roman showers thing, though. Roman showers are something they used to do back in the old days.
Like a hoe bath?
No. So a Roman shower is when people would gorge themselves with food and vomit on each other.
That's disgusting.
A participant fully understands that injuries may occur during their tour of M&M, which may include, but not limited to, head, neck, and back injuries, death. They just threw that in there. Stroke, traumatic brain injury, brain aneurysms, cerebral or retinal hemorrhage. Subdermal hematoma, loss of consciousness, whiplash, harmful heart reactions, nausea, headaches, dizziness, lacerations, broken or sprained bones, torn ligaments, bleeding wounds, scrapes or cuts, heat stroke, or drowning and does not hold Eminem responsible. Participant fully understands and agrees that their torn may include the use of hypodermic needles, zappers, tasers, or dog shock collars.
And Russ gets real pissed off when you omit the... Because apparently... Well, we'll cover that part later.
But they do want to know if you have any allergies and you have to list them.
What a guy.
Participants fully understand and agree that if they are selected to visit the dentist, in quote, that they may have a tooth extracted without Novocaine and will hold not hold Eminem viable.
Unwanted dental work. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No. No.
You can always get Invisalign, dude. You can put a tooth back in.
I doubt it.
This one was really weird to me. Participant fully understands and agrees that MK Ultra mind control may be used.
So that's kind of... that's actually a big part of this entire thing. So I was going to talk about this later, but fuck it. Since you brought it up.
It's in the waiver.
So the whole thing is convincing these people that a lot of this is happening. Uh-huh. And it's really not. Because a lot of the times they're fucking blindfolded and shit.
Yeah.
So that 25-foot drop thing.
Yeah.
It's really like a couple cinder blocks with a fucking...
I've seen them do that one show.
If you watch the video of the shit, it's like, I mean, it's rough. It's real fucking rough. And people are like, they're literally psychologically breaking these people down. And when we do cover the MK Ultra shit, which will be a while from now, but... We'll do a whole ass series on like MK Ultra and really go into like what they do. It's fucked. It's fucked up shit. It's auditory hallucinations. It's a lot of weird fucking craziness.
Participant fully understands and agrees that their nails may be removed from their nail beds. Participant confirms that they are not electronically wired for surveillance.
But you're being filmed.
Well, that's to stop people from coming in with hidden cameras.
Yep. Participant confirms that they have never been arrested or incarcerated for a felony. Participant confirms that they are not involved with law enforcement or not part of any M&M sting operation. This is all in the waiver. Participant has been told several times and on more than one occasion by Russ McCamey and others not to take the Eminem tour. Participant has heard all of his warnings and refuses to listen to his recommendation not to take the tour.
It's literally like reverse psychology because the way he does it, I begged this person not to take this tour. I begged him and they wouldn't do it. Because it's like an air of like, well, what are you, a fucking pussy?
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Participant agrees that they may be severely whipped with a fire hose or belt. Has anybody ever seen the size of a fire hose?
It's just a garden hose.
Unwanted dental work. Participant with no Novocaine.
I don't know. The fingernails being pulled off is the thing that does it for me.
Participant agrees that if they pass out, smelling salts will be administered to see if the participant is faking it or not. Good luck on faking it. Participants should specify what their final straw is and their line in the sand. It leaves you a space to put that, which I'm sure they probably use against you. Just saying. And after that, it goes into more legal jargon and basically the signatures, I counted them for everything and there are, you have to initial each one as you read them. There are 141 items.
On this one. Didn't you say there was something about bees too?
Yes, there was. I omitted that one, but it did say that you would come in contact with animals of some sort. I kind of admitted it, but there was a part about you may be oh, here it is. Participant agrees that if selected, they will come in contact with a variety of live poisonous animals, that the participant responsibly not to panic or agitate the animals. If a participant is bitten, it is because the participant made a sudden movement within a confined, secured environment. If you watch the videos of it, they literally stick a box over your head and there are wasps or bees or something in it.
It's literally this scene from fucking Wicker Man with Nicolas Cage where he's like, not the bees!
141 items to read off and initial. And the only way I could get this is I had to pay for this.
So, we went all out for this episode. I love it.
I understand where you're at with the unwanted dental work, but I'm with Eric on the removal of my nail from its nail bed. That fucking sucks.
Okay, hear me out.
Oh, there's also a part in there about quicksand. That they put you in an area of quicksand, and if you follow the instructions, there's no chance of drowning.
Well, they also waterboard you, too.
Yes.
To simulate drowning. So I would say that's probably a lot of it. A lot of this is old MK Ultra like mind breaking shit, which he's military, so he would know all about this type of shit because he's just applying his military shit. But there's like guys that are in, they've had a lot of military guys go in that were like badass dudes, and he's broken them all down. The only person that's actually done the longest, a woman did 6 hours. Of this shit, but most people don't make it more than like a couple minutes.
As somebody who is a horror fan, after reading this, I'm gonna go ahead and tell you what. Besides the cursing part, I would have already been like, I probably would have fought somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would have gone into not fight or flight mode. It would have been, I'm gonna whip your ass.
It's rough, dude.
I would definitely be thrown out for, like, abusing one of these actors, because I'm going to go ahead and tell you what, if you try to remove any of my teeth or shave my head, it's going to be a problem. We're going to have a fucking problem.
Listen, my hair and my nail beds can grow back. Unwanted dental work with no Novocaine.
You just throw that tooth in a glass of milk and the dentist...
I forgot. Hold on, dentist. Can I have a glass of warm whole milk, please, for my tooth?
Oh, they did put...
No!
They also put, after the dental work, there was a disclaimer after it. The next line down was that if said tooth was lost, it was not, they were not liable for it.
They just put it in a Ziploc bag for you.
Did they label it? Like the tooth fairy? Please tell me they put a dollar in the bag at least.
Dude.
$20,000 is not fucking worth that.
You get to be the star of your own horror movie.
No, thank you.
That I don't survive? No, thanks.
I mean, you'll live, kinda. You might be fucked up mentally for the rest of your life, but...
There was one girl that it was like 5 years and she's finally come to terms with it. No, thank you. I'm good. I have enough trauma.
There's a lot of people that are like, it was a great experience.
I have enough drama. I don't need that.
So let's continue.
Yes.
So
after reading the waiver, thank you for coming to my few moments that I do get to read. So
there is a, I don't want to call it a silver lining. It's silver lining adjacent. It's ish. You get to choose 2 out of the 141 that they want to avoid.
So Russ gets super pissed the fuck off.
Unwanted dental work.
That would be one for you. Russ gets real pissed off though when you pick needles. He gets real shitty about that one, supposedly.
I don't want to be Albert Fish, I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you pick needles, he gets real upset.
Good. I'd pick it just to spite him.
Then he's gonna like make you eat your own vomit.
Actually, I think I could do that better than the needles.
Unwanted dental work.
I love it. Fucking great. We broken Sam with this fucking one thing.
I wish you guys could have seen my face when I was highlighting these, because I literally, every time I highlighted something, I giggled and said, unwanted dental work, because that's all I could think of with Sam.
That is horrific.
It's, you know, they're going to rip the front tooth. They're definitely ripping something in the front.
Nah, I think they'd probably take a back tooth.
I don't know.
A molar would be a lot worse to fucking yank out.
That's what I'm saying. They're taking a front one. They're going to make you look like you pay
major league. A lot of this is about degradation.
Major League Hockey. You could play that if you go to this.
Let's continue.
So for some, 141, and you can choose two to avoid, is enough for them to back out of the challenge right away. No, I'm good. I'm good, homie. 139 ways to torture me. I'm good. I'm done. But those who are brave enough are allowed to proceed. But most don't make it very far into the McCamey Manor challenge. In fact, most last an average of only 8 minutes before begging for it to all stop. I would last about 8 seconds.
Well, I saw a video of them dragging a guy behind a fucking vehicle chained up by his wrist. That one was like, oh, fuck.
No.
There's tons of videos on YouTube of this, guys. So if you want to see any of this, just go to McCamey Manor's YouTube channel.
I don't want to give him the satisfaction of a view.
People watch this shit. There's tons of views on this. Yeah. He's got like a cult following. Like, people love this shit. I don't get it.
Not a fan. Those 8 minutes have convinced thousands of people that Russ McCamey isn't running a haunted house at all. They claim that he's created a real-life torture chamber. I'll say it again. Unwanted dental work. Torture chamber.
She's stuck on this one.
I'm never getting over it. Ever. No.
I think that was item number, 41, just so everybody knows.
So there's 40 other things before unwanted dental work that's worse?
It's in between.
It's not, is it going through like the worst to the best?
I think they're just checking the boxes.
No, they're each box.
Because like I said, he makes you read this out loud before you can do anything. You have to go on camera and he records you saying, I agree with this. And then you sign it. And I agree with this. And then you sign it.
Yeah, there's a box for each one of these to be initialed.
So without a shadow of a doubt, you approved for all of this, which, you know, it's really fucked up because people still go through with this after reading that. And I feel like Russ McCamey is punishing the stupid at this point. Like, if you're dumb enough to go through with this, there's no $20,000 on the line. You're just doing it for the shits and gigs.
Yeah. $20,000 is not enough.
You're doing it to prove that you're a badass. And I'm sorry. No, thank you.
No one is that bad.
Without 20K on the fucking line, I have no interest.
This one. Participant fully understands and agrees that they must divulge all information regarding piercings. And then on the next one, you may receive a piercing and it is up to you to take care of said piercing.
I can take a piercing out.
I don't know. Where are they piercing you at?
Well, they're not. It's nothing sexual, so.
Yeah, that's the next part.
Yep.
So the haunt does have its limits. Not very many.
I'm seeing the eyelid being right up there with the. I'm sorry, Sam.
Russ is clear that there's, quote, never anything sexual. No one's going to whisper anything inappropriate in your ear. I feel like that's
very specific.
I feel like it's a lie also.
Well, because then it turns into something else.
says no one's going to touch you in an inappropriate way. If you're coming at my mouth with a pair of pliers, inappropriate.
Well, that's because there's other. So there are other extreme haunts out there that don't have that rule. And it's full on like dark shit. But
Who would pay for that? Or
Lots of people.
Yeah, it's like you're held down and it's like a simulated, you know.
Right.
Yeah. But it's sexual assault. No penetration happens or anything, but it's like you're held down and like it's alluded to. Or you'll walk into a room where there's like a weird fucked up orgy scene in this haunted house, or just when you start getting into the adult haunted house scene, it's fucking weird, man. But this place does not have that. But you're going to get your head covered in bees. Christian about to spit her fucking water out. Christian
would have spit her
water. Not the bees!
Thank God for my good dental work that I got that was not torture.
Any dental work is torture. All this controversy leads to the question, is McCamey Manor a torture chamber under disguise? Yes. Calling McCamey Manor torture porn and a shame to all haunted houses, a petition to shut down McCamey Manor with over 170,000 signatures claims that participants have suffered sexual assault, injections with drugs.
I don't know about that.
And extreme physical harm. Well, it says hypodermic needles.
Yeah, but they're just shoving those under your fingertips.
And he's mad that you don't want that?
I mean, they're not like
it's putting an extreme haunt.
They're not putting it in your like your grundle or anything, you know.
You don't know that.
It's not like an Albert Fish situation.
You don't know that.
Well, they would have to like cut your clothes off to do that.
Which would No, that would take it into a sexual realm.
They would take it into a sexual thing. According to him, there's nothing sexual about any of this. To me, I think he watches these videos and masturbates furiously, but he's just after he gets done with one of these, he's like, oh,
that's exactly the thought I had. I literally took you doing that.
He's a fucking sadist. He's a fucking sadist.
Yes.
Like, he gets off on fucking torturing people. And, you know, he should just.
And they go willingly.
Yeah.
Most people usually have to talk people into that. He just gets them for free every Halloween.
Just want to take a few pictures.
He has plenty of content to go through for months.
I wonder if the human waste thing is like him pissing on people.
There is urine involved.
So
it was in there.
If he's pissing on people. Like, not like if somebody's so scared they piss their pants and he rubs their nose in it type of thing. Then
no, like a full-on golden shower.
Yes. Yeah.
It did mention that there would be bodily fluids would be exchanged in that way. Which would be urine, feces,
all this and vomit. Is about, like, degrading you.
It 100% is.
So stupid, you want to do this.
I'm going to tell you what. If somebody vomited in my mouth, I'm pretty sure I would turn into the dinosaur from Jurassic Park and immediately spew it back into their eyes.
So, I mean, you are bound like a Dilophosaur?
Yes, absolutely.
All I see
going in your eyes
is Christian turning into this she dinosaur.
Fucking... That's a so
teeth to the lip, spraying in your eyes. Do not. I will gleek that shit. Cross the room. If you vomit in my mouth,
that's an image I didn't want in my head. Continue, Sam.
The petition claims that Russ, quote, uses loopholes to get out of being arrested.
No shit.
Yeah. And, quote, one man was tortured so badly he passed out multiple times. Workers only stopped because they thought they had killed him. End quote.
So that's kind of the thing. If you say the safe word and you're not, like, just foobar, they're going to keep going till you are just fucked.
It's not up to them to decide whether or not you've had enough. No.
Well, that's what this shit is.
23 pages says that they get to decide. At the end of the day,
this guy's like a filmmaker. Yeah. Like, that's his main thing, is making these movies.
Yeah, you get to choose your safe word, but it's in the disclaimer of...
That it might not even work?
Yes.
I'm shooting them.
So well, your pineapple...
When you leave, they just blindfold you again and take you back to an undisclosed... Like, where they dropped you off at type of thing.
Mm-mm. Why does that prevent me from shooting them?
Because you won't know where the fuck they are. Ain't that some crazy shit?
I'll figure it out. I'll Liam Neeson that shit.
I can honestly believe you when you say that.
Thank you.
I know that would happen. I know you would. Mm-hmm. I think that you would put them through it themselves.
I would.
I know. You would rip all their teeth out.
They just throw a bee out.
How do you like it?
Like, you got to remember, you signed up for it, though. That's the whole thing.
Exactly. And you know what? I do understand why he has to have this. I have thoughts.
Well, the other thing is he's a nonprofit.
Yep.
So he has laxer restrictions.
He's not making nothing off this.
He's just doing it for his own fun. He's
a genius in thinking of this.
Yeah.
But he's not making any money off of it.
It's not about the money.
It's not about the money.
Well,
also think about all the money he's making off of YouTube.
Yes.
Oh, that's true.
If there's even any fucking ad revenue off of this shit.
Who knows?
But it's a nonprofit, so any money this thing makes goes...
Non-taxable.
Yep. And it goes to charity. I think he has a charity. So, anyway...
Indeed, a number of people have gone public with their terrifying experiences at McCamey Manor. A woman named Laura Hertz Brotherton, who went through McCamey's haunted house in San Diego, claims that the experience sent her to the hospital. She arrived covered in bruises with scratches inside her mouth from actors fish-hooking her cheeks. Laura says that actors blindfolded her with duct tape, submerged her by her ankles in water, and buried her alive with only a straw to breathe through.
Mm-hmm. If claustrophobia was one of her fears, that would do it.
No, thank you. Other participants describe being forced to eat their own vomit, having their faces shoved in rancid water, and being locked in coffins with insects and spiders. It's literally just a kidnapping and torture house, the petition argues. Some people have had to seek professional psychiatric help and medical care for extensive injuries. But Russ McCamey says the backlash has all been blown out of proportion.
It's like, I just want to make my movies.
No. Russ McCamey might accept that he's created the scariest haunted house in America, maybe even the scariest haunted house in the world. But he denied that McCamey Manor is anything but an extreme haunted house. It's certainly not any kind of torture chamber, he says. He says, quote, I'm a very straight-laced conservative guy, but here I run this crazy haunted house that people think is the torture factory, a fetish factory.
I mean, it kind of is. If... BDSM is your fucking thing. You all right over there?
Yeah. I'm fine.
Our allergies are fucking killing us, by the way, everyone.
I was fine till I walked in here.
There must be something in this house. It's my own personal torture chamber. Mm-hmm. It's all the allergens.
So... This says, quote, you'd be surprised over the years how many people have claimed something happened to them inside. That's why Russ tapes every single participant, uploading the videos on YouTube and the McCamey Manor website. When people complain about something that happened to them, he merely hands them the unedited footage and says, here you go. There's the complete show. Russ claims that he, quote, probably wouldn't do the haunt if I wasn't able to film it. He says that he wants the world to see what he's doing.
I mean, and it's all out there. So if you want to watch some of these, just be warned. They are intense.
And guess what? I have the PDF of this.
Oh, so there you go.
If any of our listeners would like to read all 23 pages, I got it.
Yeah, just let us know and we'll email it to you.
Yep. If you would like to read all of the ways that they can fuck you up, all 141 of them, we got a PDF of it.
There you go.
You can't even do 141 things in 10 hours.
Oh, but they have made it so in 23 pages.
Like, how long does each thing last?
I think it just depends.
Yeah, I think what was it? The limit was like 8 to 10 hours. Nobody's passed it yet.
But. Well, his new thing is the descent, so it's a much more tamed down version. It's not as intense, and I think that's to get everybody off of his ass because people are fucking coming for him.
See, I got the
original. It's 2 hours.
I got the original contract for
work. There's a new one for Descent. So Descent's the new show that he put out. And it's 2 hours long.
Uh-huh.
And it's not as hardcore as this.
I couldn't get that one.
Supposedly. So. But that's McCamey Manor, guys. So, happy Halloween, everybody.
I'll be enjoying it with all my teeth.
Well, make sure you brush your teeth with all the candy you're going to be eating.
I do have to take my mom tax.
Yep. The parent tax is a thing. Mm-hmm. If you have kids mm-hmm. and they trick or treat, you already know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking half your Reese's and all your Almond Joys.
Oh, Almond Joys.
Fight over the Almond Joys.
I fucking love Almond Joys, too. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
I like Heath Bar. I like the 100 Grand Bars.
See, I don't like chocolate like that in the Halloween candy. I will
fuck up some Reese Cups.
I do like the green Snickers that have been coming out. Those are pretty fucking cool.
I like the Skittles and the Warheads Skittles. And stuff like that.
Did you see, I think it was last year, when Skittles came out with, like, the mystery bag, and it had, like, a scale of, like, sweetest to most sour.
Yep.
Did you get them?
I saw them and did not get them.
I did. Because I love sour things. And I was eating it, and I was like, ooh, these aren't that bad. And I had gotten some pretty tart ones. And I was like, if that's the worst there is, I got this. And then I got the most sour one. And I was like.
She's making vinegar faces. Yeah, it's like
Sam just had a vinegar stroke. It's like your O face.
That is not.
That's what a vinegar stroke is. It's the same. It's your O face is the exact same face you make if you smelled vinegar.
I like the smell of vinegar. So.
Like, if I put white distilled vinegar up to your nose, like in a cap, the face you would make is your exacto face. It's called vinegar strokes.
Okay. Anyway.
You look like you're stroking out.
Interesting.
I don't know.
I'll have to ask Michael.
I learned about that from The League.
What league?
The show, The League.
Oh.
On FX. It was great. I miss it. But anyway, guys, happy Halloween. We will see you in November. We have some great episodes planned. So stick around for that. And thank you guys again for supporting us through spooky season. We hope you've enjoyed all these episodes because we know we have.
Yes.
Until next week, guys, stay spooky.
And stay creepy.
And stay safe.
With all your teeth.
With all your teeth. Yeah.
Hang on to your teeth, guys. Watch out for the bees.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.